Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur with holistic nurse practitioner, success coach, and best-selling author, Bonnie Gressel. Bonnie and her expert guests share tips, tools, and strategies to achieve success on your holistic entrepreneur journey. Each show features answers to common entrepreneur challenges, along with a healthy dose of support and motivation. Now, please welcome the host of The Holistic Entrepreneur, Bonnie Gressel.
Welcome to The Holistic Entrepreneur, everyone. I'm your host, Bonnie Gressel. Today, my guest is Tina Williams, and you're going to love this show. I'm going to bring Tina on in just a moment. But first, I want to just always say probably something that you've heard me say on shows before. I think that being a holistic entrepreneur is really more about who you are than what you do for a living. You know, you come from that heart-centered place, and you truly want to make a difference in the world. You want to serve people. So perhaps this is you, and that's why you've decided to join us here on the show. So if this is your first time listening, welcome. And if you've tuned in before, welcome back. It's going to be another fantastic show today. I always want to take a moment on every show to acknowledge all of you, to thank you for spending your valuable time here with us on the show. You know, there's lots of other things you could be doing right now, but right now you're listening to the show, whether it's live or the recording or in your car or at the gym, wherever, it's still your time, and time is our most precious asset. So I always want to make sure that these shows are value-packed so that you feel your time was well spent. And you won't be disappointed today. We're going to take a quick station identification, and then I'm going to come back on, introduce Tina, and bring her on the show. It's going to be a great time. This is Bonnie Gressel here at The Holistic Entrepreneur, and we're going to be right back, everyone.
You're listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur with your host, Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur is sponsored by M&B Global Solutions, providing individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, as well as book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.
Join me today in welcoming Tina Williams. Tina Williams is a multi-passionate entrepreneur, mother of four daughters, author, speaker, mentor, and those are just some of the words to describe Tina Williams. Her main business goals are to inspire, motivate, and educate others to help them create their best reflections of success, and to discover, and never forget, their own personal greatness. Throughout the last 30 years, Tina's own business experience and desire to help others succeed has led to her life's work of helping people discover their superpowers, and then helping them to channel those powers into profits. Mindset, marketing, sales, and social media have always been among her areas of expertise. And the desire to share that knowledge and to help others succeed has led her to create over 50 online courses teaching her strategies, her tactics, and systems to other multi-passionate entrepreneurs. Some of Tina's greatest successes lie in the success of her students. They include best-selling authors, top product creators, successful local business consultants, physical product shop owners, and coaches. Tina is masterful at problem-solving, blueprinting, and creating innovative success plans for her students that include a no-fail implementation strategy. In an era of getting-rich schemes, Tina's ethical practices focus on the slow and steady evergreen strategies, creating your own know-like-and-trust factor, and building community around your business by adding value and honoring relationships. Tina, I am so excited to have you here today, and I am so honored that you've taken time out of your busy day to spend time with us sharing your expertise and all the wisdom and knowledge that you have. Thank you so, so much.
Bonnie, thank you so much. Honestly, this is probably one of the most exciting things in my day because I love talking about mindset, and I absolutely love when people put together tools, training, and strategies like you're doing, bringing together experts to help other people, because when we're serving is when we're getting success.
Yeah. And it just feels good, doesn't it?
It does.
just feels good to help others. So, you know, I read about you, obviously, in your bio, but there's always more to the story than one can fit into a bio. Would you share with us a little bit more about your journey and sort of the what you found to be the importance of mindset along your journey to bring you to the success you are today?
You know, when I thought about that question, I was like, all right, so my journey, where did it actually start? And, you know, I always tell people I fell into this because I actually kind of did. But then I really started thinking that I've actually been in this kind of industry. When I said 30 years, I was like, my first job when I got out of school was working at a personnel agency. So basically in that personnel agency, I was working with people, helping them figure out what they wanted to have as their careers. I personally headed up the college grad division in the company. So I was working with college grads when I was literally only in my 20s, helping them figure out what they wanted to do and figuring out their greatness then. And I never really thought about it until I was thinking about the questions you were asking. And I was like, wow, I've actually been doing what I'm doing for almost 30 years. And I never thought I would actually be doing what I'm doing because nobody in my family is an entrepreneur. That's not the mindset I came from. My father's an electrician, my mother's a bookkeeper, and I didn't come from an entrepreneurial background, but I've always been what I consider a figure-outer, and I've always been able to figure things out and take things to the next level. So strategy is always it. When I was little, I wanted to have horses, but my parents had four kids, and, you know, horses are a rich man's sport. So what I did is that's when I first started my entrepreneurial career, is to have my horses and to be able to afford to go to horse shows. I started braiding manes and tails for horse shows for a living. Well, like basically what I did is I did it, and it paid back the barn owners so that I could be in the horse shows and, you know, have boarding for my horses and ride. So I started my first business then. And literally my mother got me a job for my 14th birthday. So I was working at an ice cream store, and by the time I was – I was running the ice cream store. So, and the reason why they put me in charge is because I helped the people, and everybody I trained underneath me really excelled. So I've always kind of been in that kind of a mindset. And I remember when I started working at the ice cream store, I almost cried the first day because the woman that I was working with was like really mean. And I don't know if you've ever done soft ice cream. It's really hard. You have to spin that soft ice cream thing. And I remember envisioning when I was there, what she's showing me, she's just like, you know, I was doing it wrong, doing it wrong. I remember thinking to myself, you know what, in a couple of years, I'm going to, like, run this place. And I remember thinking, I can vividly remember in my head thinking to myself while this woman, Margot, was telling me I was doing it wrong, that that's okay. I actually pictured myself, you know, running the show. And you know what, that was my really first memory of mindset. And how important it was that every day I got up hating going there. I was 14, 15, 16, you know, working to, like, keep up things and, you know, get the things I wanted. I mean, really my job was about having my extras and knowing that, like, one day I would run the place. And you know what? I worked there until I was 21. And I used to drive back and forth on the weekends from college to literally, you know, run the ice cream store. So I envisioned at the worst very second ever what I wanted, and I got it. So it's pretty cool.
Wow. That's an amazing story. And you know what I find is when, you know, visualization and gratitude and things like that are the most important is when things are difficult or you're not happy.
Absolutely. I mean, I was miserable and I was like, a birthday present, a job? Are you kidding me? But you know what? My mother did it for a reason, because she wanted us to be earning our own money. And she had always been stuck in that, not, you know, I don't want to say it meanly, but a dead end job. She was a bookkeeper. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it left them limited with their means. They had four kids and she wanted us always to have more. So they got extra jobs and things like that. And they wanted each one of us to have some sort of a job and entrepreneurial spirit to us. So this is what she gave me. She gave me the gift of working early and working in a position where I really kind of had to make my own way. And it worked out great, because that's all I ever did after that. I learned the importance, because we were on commission there. So depending on how the store did, we got bonused at the end of the week. So I'll tell you, when you work on commission, I know a lot of people don't love that idea, but when you earn what you put in, it makes a whole difference in your world. And that's why I always have gotten into bartending. And my first job out of college, when I was 20, working at an employment agency, it was straight commission. And it was great. By the time I was 24, making six figures, because I was really good at helping people and working in that type of marketing, sales, and people business.
Mm. So, you know, you've been an entrepreneur since you were 14,
yeah,
really. And so technically, I think you're a serial entrepreneur, which is awesome. And now helping other people become entrepreneurs or get their business to the next level or whatever. Was there ever a time, Tina, for you that you had, and maybe you didn't, I don't mean to imply, that you had struggles or challenges, you know, along your journey, any one of the entrepreneur journeys that, you know, that you got over, and then how did you keep from that happening again?
Oh, my goodness, only like a million. You know, like, who doesn't? Okay. I consider it stepping stones to success. We always slip a little. Sometimes we fall in the water, but we always just got to get up, get on that stone, and watch the bank on the other side. Just keep going through it. And, yeah, I had a million of them. I did not mean to get into the online marketing business. It was not anything I ever had in my vision. But I had started working. I had bought a book by Joel Kahn years and years ago, the very first book he did on AdSense. And I had four daughters. I had 3 and 3 years. Literally, they're 19, 20, and 21 right now. So I wanted to not have to go to work. I was working in Manhattan at the time, commuting from Long Island, and I did not want that life. I wanted to work from home, bought this book, and I wanted to do something online. But it wasn't really something that I really thought of as a huge business. It was kind of a hobby that I was making money at, which was good. Because my husband at the time had a pretty good – I wanted to stay home. So I quit my job in Manhattan, stayed home, and started doing blogging, AdSense, you know, fun things like that. And then we moved to Florida. And I'd been doing some MLM, network marketing kind of stuff. But when I moved to Florida, I didn't know anybody, so I had no warm market. So I really took what I was doing with the network marketing stuff and – I don't really do a lot of anymore. I had to find a warm market online. So I was blogging. I joined a bunch of women's groups. And one of the women who headed up this women in networking group, she did what was she called a summit. She had a symposium every year, a huge symposium where hundreds of people came, and she had all kinds of stuff at it. She comes up to me because she was a real estate agent, and I had been helping her in her business. And she turned around and says, oh, she goes, by the way, I made you the keynote at the symposium. I'm like, you did what? She goes, you're the keynote. And I was like, first of all, I didn't even know what keynote meant at the time. And I was like, I'm a what? She goes, you're going to be speaking. You're the featured speaker. And I was like, why would you ever do that? And she said, because I see what you've done. I taught her social media. I had her taught her how to do a page, a blog on her real estate, and it really increased her business. But I wasn't actually teaching her that because, and I mean, she was helping me. I wasn't even getting paid. She was helping me look for a new house. So I did it because I loved what I was doing. Making money at it, and I didn't even, it wasn't even like I even the thought of having a client and asking her to pay me hadn't even crossed my mind. Because I was literally a big mistake, a pitfall for me, and I hope that this changes things for many of you. I did not have a business. I had a passion hobby that happened to be making me some profits. So that was a huge issue. Next thing I know, I'm on stage, and I had no buy buttons anywhere. I'm on stage. I had a room full of people. By the end of the talk that I did on blogging for profits, I had a line of people standing there asking me questions, wanting to know how they could do more, how they could hire me, whatever. I didn't even have a clue. I was like, oh, my God, I got to figure out how to put a buy button on something. So I'll tell you that. I told them I had a course. So I had them all write their name on a piece of paper, and I'm like, I have a course on this. And they're like, you do? And I'm like, yeah, I do. So literally at night I'm Googling how to do courses, how to – I'm calling PayPal. How do I do this? Next thing I knew, I had a 4-week live course. So I work and I thrive in the do it live. That's my gig. I do it live. And that was my very first course. I had a blogging for profits course, do it live. So one of the pitfalls is definitely if you want to do this for a living – don't have a passion hobby that happens to make you profits. Take it seriously. Set down the foundations and make it a business. Because it's very important that if you have a business, and you gotta have buy buttons. I talk to people, I have hundreds and actually I have thousands and thousands of people in my communities, on my list, in my social media groups, and in my networks. And I'll tell you, one of the biggest things when people say, I'm not making any money or not doing well, I ask them, do you have a buy button? No. If you don't have a buy button, how are people going to pay you? So one of the biggest issues that I learned, very, very big lesson very early on, is if you have something that other people want, put a buy button on it. You really have to, and you got to claim your business, because I didn't. Even once I got the buy button up, I really didn't. And at one point, we didn't have benefits, and my ex-husband actually hadn't had a job. So he's like, you go back to work. So I got an offer at a finance company. that had great benefits, and they were going to pay me $100,000 a year to sell annuities. I did not want a JOB. No way. I was like playing online. I was making money with these little courses I was doing. I didn't want to do that. So I got hired. I went to work 8:30 that morning with my little one because I have a 10, she's 10 years old now. I had a baby 10 years after my other three, and she's on my leg. And I'm like, oh, man, I don't want to do this. So literally I quit my first job ever that I ever had in 15 years in 15 minutes flat. I got there, literally, I got there, and the woman, Kathy, brings me a job. She goes, oh, you're here so early. And I'm like, well, I got to talk to you about something. She's just like, oh, great, what do you have to talk to me about? I go, I quit. She goes, you quit? You haven't started yet. And I was like, but I go, I really do. I quit. I can't do this. And she, and this is literally the first JOB I'd had in 15 years since I had left my job in Manhattan. And she's like, well, what's the problem? I said, you know what? I really want to be an entrepreneur. I really want to have my own business. And she's like, okay, so what are you going to do? And I said, well, I'm going to be a social marketing strategist, and I'm going to help local businesses build their businesses online. She goes, okay, so what's your business name? And I was like, Best Reflections Marketing. And she's like, oh, you already got this all thought out. I had not. I had not had it thought out at all. It just, like, all of a sudden my back was against the wall and I no longer could have a hobby. If I wanted to quit this job and really be real, I had to claim my business and I had to name it and I had to commit to having a business. So the second, like, little thing with a pitfall, if you're not making the money you want, besides for having a buy button, claim your business. Get that business name. It, you can always change it. You can always get another one, but don't hesitate. Once you claim that business, it becomes yours. And I'll tell you, next thing I knew, that company that I quit, 2 days later, the boss calls me, and he's like, so, he goes, you got your little social marketing business now, right? And I said, yeah. He goes, well, I want to hire you. And I'm like, really? And I go, I just quit your job. He goes, no. He goes, I hired you because I was really hoping that I could segue you into – his ulterior motive was he wanted to segue me into doing social media. And he's like, so how much do you charge? And I'm like, $3,500. And he goes, okay, where do I send the check? I almost freaking fell over. And they were going to be paying me $400 a week. So he's like, well, then once you get everything set up, what happens? I said, well, then you got to pay me monthly. He goes, well, how much would that be? And I said, well, you were going to pay me $1,600 a month plus commission. I go, so you know what? I'll leave off the commission part. I'll only charge you $1,600 a month to maintain your stuff. And he hired me. My first client came from the first job I ever had in 15 years that I quit in 15 minutes. So know the power of claiming your business and know your greatness. Go out there. If you want to do it, be it. You got to be it. You got to claim your greatness and you got to put a buy button on it. So that's, if your pitfalls are any one of those things, know you can get past them because I can, you can.
Yeah. Oh, that's an amazing story. Oh,
it's
my goodness.
Sad, but it's really true.
Yeah, and you don't ask if you don't know, you know, so it's, you know, that's amazing. Now about stepping into to your greatness, let's talk about that for a little bit, because I think that's a barrier that a lot of people have. People are afraid to be big. They're afraid to get out there and really claim their power. Do you find that in the people?
I found it in myself. I mean, honestly, I found it in myself. I mean, I had a Twitter book that I had written. I'd written this old Twitter book, and literally it sat on my hard drive for like 6 months until I happened to meet someone that said, I said, oh, can you look? I took a little course with her, and I said, could you look at this book? And she's like, okay. So that was when Twitter was brand new. So she looks at the book. Next thing I know, not only is it being published, but we were doing a course together. She's like, all right, we're going to be on a webinar. I'm like, a webinar? I was like, what's a webinar? She's like, this is what we're going to do. You're going to be on the webinar. You're going to talk about everything in your book. And she goes, and then we're going to sell a course. Next thing I know, I'm on a webinar. $6,000, we sell a course. I'm like, and boom. Like, my greatness was claimed because I didn't believe in me as much as she did.
Yeah.
And that's what I do for other people now is I believe in them more than they believe in themselves because it is so important. Mm-hmm. And I learned this lesson hugely with one coaching student we had. I had a $10,000 coaching program, and I had this one woman in it who was amazing. I mean, she is amazing. She's just an amazing person. She's got incredible ideas. She does all kinds of local business, and she's got a very innovative woman in Canada. And literally, we did it on the coaching call. We had some strategies that we were doing in a blueprinting session. And as a consultant, one of the things that we had them go through is I had them say, I'm a highly paid consultant. I said, okay, now say I'm a highly paid consultant. I really want you to feel your power and claim your greatness. And you know what? She couldn't. She said, I'm a highly paid consultant. I was like, hey, no. I was like, no. I go, what's the problem? She goes, I don't believe it. I feel like a fraud. Never feel like a fraud. If you believe you're good at what you do, if you can't say the big words, I know everybody out there teaches, you know, go for the gusto, you know, say that you're this and, you know, stand, you know, like, what is the phrase? Not make it till you break it. It's, gosh, what is it? Fake it.
Fake it till you make it.
Fake it.
Yeah, fake it till you make it.
Fake it till you make it. Now, I do somewhat believe in that, you know, that you, like, you know, you got to put your power out there, but do it with, when you close your eyes, you have to be able to see it. When you look in the mirror, you have to see what you feel. And this woman could not feel herself as a highly paid consultant. So I was like, all right. I go, let's back up a step. So can you say, I am great? And she's like, I am great. I said, no, power. I go, are you great? And she's like, I am great. And I'm like, wow, holy scrimmolions. I go, you're not a highly paid consultant yet. I go, but you can claim your greatness. And she's like, I can. Because I go, do you feel great? I go, can you look in the mirror and say, I am great, loud and proud, 5 times? I say, what's it? I go, do you have a mirror by you? She goes, and she did. I hear, I am great. I am great. Like, really, like, yelling it 5 times back. And I was like, now tell me you're a highly paid consultant. She's like, I'm highly paid consultant. I was like, all right, we hit something here. So she did not feel like a highly paid consultant. She couldn't see it in her mind's eye. She just couldn't see it, and she couldn't feel the energy of it. So we worked with the I am great for quite a while, and that's what that actually translated into a lot of my work. Like a lot of the courses I do, if you get any of the older courses, we open up the calls with everybody getting live on the line saying I am great 5 times, and that has become kind of a thing that we do because people need to claim that greatness. And if you can't yet feel the greatness, start with the goodness. Just start with the goodness and work your way up, because that's what this woman did. The more we saw and we built her greatness and really found those superpowers, the next thing I know is she's got 5 new clients. She's got a bank that has given her a spot, and she's a permanent fixture there where literally they send her their commercial clients to her. And now if you ask her to say, I'm a highly paid consultant, she can literally say it as loud and proud, if not louder and prouder, than she could say, I am great. Incredible. What you feel, what is inside of you, that mindset and what you can feel the vibrational energy of, you can claim it. And you have to do that. You have to feel your power and claim it. Does that make sense?
Mm. Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I think people, you know, people will use affirmations and mantras and things like that, but they don't always attach that feeling to it. You got to feel it. That's where the power is.
It is. If people don't realize that, but if you can't raise your vibrational energy up, and really feel it. That's why I do a lot of mirror exercises. When people, the big question I get from a lot of people is, how much do I charge? And you know what? It doesn't matter what I charge. It doesn't matter what you charge. It doesn't matter what the guy down the block charges or what's standard in your industry or your area. You have to be able confidently and credibly be able to stand and look yourself in the eye and ask for that dollar amount. And if you can't, it doesn't matter if it's the highest amount or the lowest amount or the just right amount for your area, you're not going to get it. Because those people that you're asking to pay you, they can feel your hesitation. So I just tell people, whether it's a big number or a little number, you have to stand in front of the mirror and ask yourself for that money. Say it loud and proud, and if you can, then it's the right number for you. If you can't, go a little lower, go a little higher. Do it until it feels right to you. You can literally look yourself in the eye and feel comfortable and confident saying that number. Because if you don't, you're not going to get it, because they're not going to get you.
Right. You know, so much awesome, valuable information you've shared today, and just that I can feel, I mean, I'm like sitting taller, just, you know, you're being such a cheerleader, which I love, because that's so much about what mindset is believing in yourself, and you help people to do that. I know you have a very generous, fabulous gift to share with everyone. Do you want to talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. I have, you're going to put the link in, right? Or do you want me to get
it? I will, absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
So here's the thing is, many of the tools I have and the courses I have are created around what I need, because I, you know, have to keep my greatness up too. So what I've done is I put together a package that I really think is like the 3 T's, tools, training, and team, that will really help you get what you need. So what I put in the package is something I call the stadium effect. This is something I got way back when. I had done Canfield Coaching, Success Principles, and so I'm actually – technically a certified cantaloupe coach from doing that. And I put together the stadium effect things from some of the things I learned from there, where literally this is a 14 video short, little like 3 to 10 minute videos, where literally you put yourself in the middle of a stadium, and it's about building your avatar and your business. And you have to stand there and like envision yourself, who's in the crowd, what do they look like, what are you going to do with them, what's the follow-up. Literally, it's visualizing your funnel and your avatar all in one practice. There's cheat sheets and checklists and a guide with that, so you have everything you need with the stadium effect. And I have had probably the biggest response and positive testimonials from the stadium effect. I personally do it every 3 months. I have students that say they do it monthly. So it's one of my favorite things to do because it really gets you refocused to who you are, who you help, and how you help. And then what I added is I have a course called Bold Productivity, which is really based around mindset and tools and training. There's training for procrastination, mindset, goal setting, you name it, all kinds of mindset training. But with a really cool thing in there, and I'm going to give everybody full access to it, it's part, the beginning part of it, the basic part of it is usually free, and the what you're all getting is a paid course. There's a software in it, which is a productivity software, which I think y'all going to love. I got training on how to use it in there. It really structures your day because you have to have your day scheduled. And that's the other gift that I have. I have something that's called our daily tasking, which you can print off and create like a journal, which really helps you take each day, take a main objective, break it down into smaller chunks. There's a little checklist to make sure you have the tools, training, and team that you need to get the task completed. And then it follows up with a little bit more. Where, did you get the results? If you did, great. If you didn't, what do you do next or how could you? But the best part is the bottom. What you want to fill out after that is gratitude. Because I don't know about you, Bonnie, but gratitude in your life is really a game changer.
And oh, absolutely.
It really is. People, I have a saying, satisfaction is the key to success. Go to bed satisfied, wake up inspired. And it all comes around gratitude. So many of us are on that hamster wheel. We work all day long. We work, we work, work, we work. But we don't do focused tasks that we can see from concept to completion. And at the end of the day, we wake up and we go to bed and we're like, oh, I didn't accomplish anything. So what happens in your mindset is when you go to bed saying, I didn't do anything. You know, I worked all day and I didn't get anything done. Your brain says, oh my God, we worked so hard. We made $1,000. We added 1,000 people to our list. Now all these things are accomplishments, but in your head, you're saying, I didn't get done enough. Your brain says, you're right, you're not enough. So what happens in the morning? You wake up and your brain's like, I'm not going to do what I did yesterday because I'm happy. So your brain, that's where procrastination, there's a little rip there, so procrastination can set in. Because you've designed your mind to say, when I do something great, if I don't honor myself and have gratitude for it, I'm not going to repeat that action. Because we all want, our brains are designed to be in euphoria, to be happy, to be joyful. And if we tell ourselves when we go to bed that we're not enough, or we didn't do enough, or got enough, guess what we're going to do the next day? We're going to avoid that. So that's where procrastination essentially comes from. So that's why it's really, really important before you go to bed to give gratitude for whatever little thing you did accomplish. If you accomplished something big, go for it. Tell them, you know, I did, you know, tell your brain, I'm so thankful because I. And give gratitude to yourself for whatever it is, even if you only did one small thing. And you have to remember, part of that, and you'll find in the daily tasking sheet, it's not just about business. It's about health, happiness, and education as well. So make sure every day or every week or every month you design in there not just things about work and money, but things about you and how your life is running as well. And then give gratitude for everything that you do before you go to bed. Because really, if you go to bed satisfied, you will wake up inspired.
Oh, absolutely. And those last few moments before we fall asleep, I mean, that's what our subconscious mind has to chew on all night. I mean, this conscious mind goes to sleep, but the subconscious mind doesn't. And so whatever your thoughts are at the end of the day is kind of what you go to bed with.
Yeah, so think about that. If you just, Bonnie, you just did 10 interviews, you worked all really hard all day long, getting really closer to your goal of getting this done, and you go to bed saying, oh, man, I should have done 11. I should have done 11. I should have done 11. I didn't quite finish. I should have done this. What's going to happen in the morning? You're not going to wake up saying, oh, I can't wait to do 10 more interviews today. Your brain's going to say, oh, how can I avoid these interviews? It doesn't make her happy. It doesn't make her happy. It's never enough. So you got to give gratitude for even the smallest things, because that's what will inspire you to really get up and go the next day.
Mm. Fabulous. You know, we've talked about so many great things. Oh, my goodness. There's so many golden nuggets in what our conversation was about today. If people, you know, can only remember one more thing in their brain today because life is busy, what would you really like people to come away with our conversation with? What one really important golden nugget do you want them to take with them? Maybe it's a advice or a suggestion or maybe an action step, something that they can do right away.
Well, I kind of put together a little action step that I thought, which is easy. Everybody can do this. You don't need to have any special tools. You don't need to buy anything or anything like that. A piece of paper would be helpful, but it's a kind of a mindset mantra. And the first part of it, step number one, is to really claim your greatness. When you get done listening to us right now, go to a mirror and say five times just, I am great, and feel it. Really feel it for yourself. And then step number two, it's not just about you. It's about sharing your greatness. So whether you go on social media, go to the grocery store, or go to your dog, whatever it is, go share your greatness. Go add some value. Go talk to your dog and, you know, pet your dog and, like, share something. Go on social media and tell someone their picture looks great. They look amazing. People love to hear it, and it makes you feel good. So go. Step number two is go share your greatness, even if it's at the grocery store. When you do and you talk enthusiastically about who you are, who you help, and how you help, it's amazing how it creates a ripple effect. And it goes out. When you feel it, it goes out into the universe, and all greatness comes back to you. So go share your greatness and create your own ripple effect, and then stand in your greatness. Have gratitude for your greatness. Now, one of the ways I do this is I create like a little mantra. So if you have a piece of paper, what I want you to do is I want you to write, I am. And then, like, this is kind of like a Mad Lib, fill in the blank. I am, and then I have blank. And inside of the, you know what I'll do is inside of the gifts, I'll actually do a little cheat sheet for you on this. I am, I have, and how do I get it is really the concept. So I am great. I have prosperity and joy in my life with everything I do. I helping others create their best reflections of success and greatness. So I am, I have, and how you get it. So if you all can fill in the blank, and then what you're going to do is you're going to take that, put it on an index card, and put it somewhere where you can see it every day, whether it's the bathroom mirror, by your computer, or whatever. Just reminding yourself how to stand in your greatness and how to share it on a regular basis really helps. And remind yourself on a regular basis that you are great and you can create the ripple effect, because what goes out comes right back in.
Mm. Oh, I love that. That's it. I mean, there's so much that we talked about today, and that really, that's just such a great thing to leave people with, because it is. It's easy, but we don't do it, right?
No,
and pretty much everybody has a mirror. They can go and practice this.
And we don't talk nice to ourselves. We never speak nicely to ourselves. So here and say, talk to ourselves the way we'd ever talk to, like, a baby. You know, you got to start your self-talk, and this greatness exercise will really start. You'll see a change in yourself after doing it for a few days. So definitely do it.
Mm. Well, I want to thank you so much, Tina, for taking your time to share all of your wisdom with all of us. And I think I'm going to sign up for your gift, because it sounds amazing. So thank you so much for donating your gifts, your talents, and your expertise with all of us to help us reach our dream.
Well, Bonnie, thank you for putting this together. You're amazing. You're great, 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 great. That's why you're putting this together, because you're who you are. So thank you so much for inviting me.
Now, I always want to remind you that The Holistic Entrepreneur is on several other internet radio stations, including TuneIn Radio, iTunes, Stitcher, SoundCloud, Spreaker, and, of course, Speak Up Talk Radio. So you can listen on your favorite network. Now, the easiest and quickest way to find these links is to go to my website at bonniegressel.com. Just click on the radio show tab for The Holistic Entrepreneur, and all of the links to all the other networks are there for you. That way you don't have to go searching. The wonderful gifts from our guests can also be found at BonnieGressel.com as well. So be sure to access the gift page when you're there. Let's all pay it forward and pass on this valuable free information to others. Spread the word, and then we can reach more people. You can help by subscribing, reviewing, and, of course, sharing. Until next week, blessings, everyone.
You've been listening to The Holistic Entrepreneur, hosted by Bonnie Gressel. The Holistic Entrepreneur has been brought to you by M&B Global Solutions, your source for individualized coaching for entrepreneurs and authors, along with book editing and publishing services. To learn more, go to mandbglobalsolutions.com.